This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Fired up, man. We got one of our bros in today. One of those guys that just eats, lives, breathes, motorsports, performance. There was no doubt he was grabbing gears like butter biscuits out of his mama's hand when he was a kid, man. This dude has been in it forever. And I tell you, he's one of these guys that when you see those scary stickers at the track, but you see like Livernois Motorsports, like you know you got something that's a contender in the other lane or in that pit, you know?
You better be on your A game. Somebody's showing up with Livernois stickers. Yeah. This is Dan Millen. He is the guy at Livernois Motorsports. Man, these guys are right here in Motor City, Detroit area. You know, they're plunked right between, you know, Ford, Chrysler, you know, Stellantis, GM. They got great relationships with all of them. And man, these guys have figured out over the years how to tap every ounce of power out of these machines.
Let me ask you something, Kevin. Living there for so long, seeing, you know, the heyday of all of this, and just knowing the history behind it, is it wild to be in the area that is? You kind of hit it on the head right there, but people don't really understand how car-centric this one crazy spot in the United States is. Like, it is so the epicenter of all things automotive, and especially performance.
It is, dude. I mean, I'm a flip-flop wearing surfer skater from Cocoa Beach, Florida. There was no way I was ever going to move to Detroit. No way. And they sucked me in anyway because I'm such a car guy and a sucker. Because it is the, like you said, it is the mecca. It is the big scene. Like, it's dripping with 100 plus years of history in automotive. Like, the old guys retired out, you know, with their cool the garages, the guys that are still working there on the lines, building stuff for Woodward Dream Cruise, the drag strip. I mean, it's just everywhere you go, the supplier after supplier after supplier. And here you have Livernois Motorsports, one of those aftermarket pillars kind of holding up one end of the performance side of things, aftermarket wise.
Yeah, no doubt. Dan, welcome to the podcast, man. It's been a while, man, so it's great to catch up with you again, man. How's life at Livernois? How you been? Give us a quick rundown.
Yeah, what's up, guys? All is good. You know, we can't complain here in Detroit. It's 71 or 72 degrees in February. I mean, I've been in February when it's been negative 20, so we're happy over here. So
yeah, man, it snowed outside at my house today, man, so I envy where you're at. But Dan, you do have to appreciate it. Yeah, look at this shop, you guys.
The doors are open on a February day. Yeah.
Look at those cars.
You know, anybody that can watch this right now on YouTube, anybody that can't, I'm going to explain. You know, I've been there a number of times, and I've tried counting the number of lifts and the number of cars that they have going on there. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest performance-type shops that I know of, right? They just know how to do it right, and they have customers just streaming in, and they're always build killer stuff. I mean, how many lifts do you guys have? How many two-post lifts?
We got probably 20-ish. I'd have to. We got a few drive-ons too, so I'm not sure you call those a lift. But we're tapped. Everything's in the shop right now because there's supposed to be a storm coming in here today. So normally we back all the cars out during the day, and but we're on a cusp of a storm, so. And we've still got some out back. We are overflowing. We're super busy. We are looking for help like anybody. So it's just crazy. So it's good to be busy, you know.
I swear they've got 25, 30 lifts or stations they could be building on. You know, I worked at a Tuffy's through college. you know, making my way through engineering school, and I think we had like 5 lifts and a little spot on the back that we could do some stuff on a jack. These guys are like 25 lifts and counting.
Bro, my shop's got 2 lifts, and I'm the biggest shop in the county. No, just playing. But here, well, let's get through this break. We'll catch up with Dan. Check it out online, Livernois Motorsports. These guys are fantastic. Talking performance, all this modern stuff. You guys, we're at the crescendo of high performance and what you can get out of cars. It's only gonna last a couple years, you know, longer. What we can get out of it nowadays is unbelievable. And Dan here has some real recipes and remedies to get that horsepower. So that's what we're talking next. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird in Detroit. I'm Willie B in Colorado. And this is the Two Guys Garage Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. And man, we have Dan on from Livernois Motorsports. You got to check these guys out. Look them up online. When it comes to performance, these guys have been harvesting it in so many applications, so many ways for so many years. So we're going to tap into a little bit of that history today, a little bit of that performance, and what he's got really cooking for modern machines. Because modern horsepower, it's crazy, man. We're at the crescendo of performance. It can't get any better. Well, just when you think it can't get any better, you hear things like the Challenger Demon 170, and it just blows your lid.
Yeah, so where are you guys at with kind of the latest and greatest, Dan? I mean, did you think we were going to get to this point? Demon 170s, you know, 700, 800, 9,000 horsepower from the factory. And, you know, at some point, if you would have said that a long time ago, you'd think, man, they're going to put me out of business. Why do they need me if they're pumping out 700 or 800 from the factory?
Yeah. But
no, it's never enough, right?
No, it's not. It's not. And honestly, the more power they give people, the more power people want, right? So like, I think as, you know, as the, you know, the Challenger came out, it was people modified them, right? Then the Hellcat came out. I mean, everybody modified them, right? So it's like, it quadrupled, maybe not even that, times 10 people modifying Challengers and 15 when the Hellcat came out. Then the Demon came out. People were like, oh, you can't make any more power than that. And within the first month of a Demon coming out, we had one in the shop here. Buddy of mine's calling me, hey, do you want to work on this? I'm like, man, $100,000 plus Challenger, do I want to work on it? Yes, but gosh, we don't want to touch it. It's like a collector's item, right? And he's like, no, let's do it. And the next thing, more people called and more people called. It's just, it's out of control. So the 170, you know, that 170, it's going to be a minute before people modify those, but that's a target, right? So if somebody's got a Challenger Hellcat, what do they want? They can't go out and buy a 170 because it's too much money. So they're like, okay, let me put money into my car so I can compete with that 170. So it's like, it's a game, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man. And you're the benefactors of it for sure, right? Because yeah. People are hungry for that power. They don't like being gapped. They don't like, you know, getting smoked at the light or at the track. So you and companies like yourself, you guys fight for that, those cool packages, but you've been really kind of unique because the way you do it in kits and how easy you make this horsepower. Let's talk about one of the things you have, my calibrator. This is one of the easiest and affordable ways to get horsepower that people just really wouldn't believe the increase in performance and power they get with a handheld tuning device. And I think this is key.
Yeah, no, it really is. And pretty much any new car today, I mean, you have got to touch the calibration. One, if you want to make more power, there's so much, you know, protection in there. So it doesn't make more power, doesn't do anything different than it's designed to. So, you know, that's really the basis for everything we do here. You start with a tuner. I mean, I actually have one sitting here. So like literally, cool. It's our number one thing to start with. Tune your car. Then someone says, hey, I want to do something else to the engine. Well, you can't do the engine till you have the tuner, right? So it's pretty much a basis to start from.
And I want to emphasize, it's not them that's actually doing the tuning. It's tapping into the great resources that you guys have. So explain that a little bit, what you do when you say they're going to tune their car. This is really unique about Livernois.
Yeah. So when we tune your car, you let's say, you know, hey, I just want to modify my car, right? So let's say you got a new Mustang. You're going to want to add some power, make it shift a little harder. That's when you call, you look up us and you say, okay, what can I do? We'll specifically design a program for that car. So you literally plug our tuner in. It fixes all the, I would say, the common gripes us as performance guys have a problem with, right? The soft shifting, the slow shifting. So we fix all that stuff in the calibration. So it's, you know, it's done for you. All the hard work's been done. This stuff's been, we run it across dynos. We run it across emissions labs. So it's a proven product.
All right. So that's kind of the first level, right? But now that you have this in your hand, you have the power to make all kinds of big changes, right? Now you can reprogram for whatever recipe of big power parts you want to throw at your car. So what would be like a next big step?
So let's say I'm going to go back to Challenger for a second because that's the easiest one that sticks out for me. So you're going to buy the tuner. You're going to get, you know, let's call it 40 to 50 horsepower because it's supercharged with just a tune. Well, if you want to go more than that, you're going to put an upper pulley on it, lower pulley on it, kind of like you guys did with that Trackhawk, you know, a couple of years ago. And then you're going to use the tuner, program that pulley change, upper and lower pulley change if you do the big package, cold air kit, maybe throttle body. So all that stuff needs a change basically with the tuner. You know what I mean? So you have to use this guy, you know, and it's not wasted money if you buy the tuner in the beginning for $599. And let's say then you want to add a pulley, you don't have to buy the tuner again. You know what I mean? And if you're in our ecosystem, we're going to go ahead and tune that thing free of charge. You know what I mean? As long as it's our package.
Right. And something else you should know is this is not something that, you know, a weekend warrior mechanic can knock this out. We did it on one show and took a Trackhawk from the 707 to just over 1,000 horsepower. This is something I feel confident in saying. If you're a weekend warrior type guy, you know, you don't even have to be a hardcore wrench. You could upgrade this because it's simple. It's you know, changing out some pulleys, some injectors. It's stuff that you can feel confident in doing, and he walks you through each step of it. So you could knock it out in a weekend, roll out on a Sunday afternoon with 1,000 horsepower. That is something special, man. That's getting it.
And you guys did that. That was your first time ever doing that pulley swap on a Trackhawk, yep. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Anybody out there, like I said, you can pull that off with pretty good confidence. And the scary part usually comes in the calibration. Right, because that's where you throw off your air fuel, you put too much spark in it, and that's where you can blow everything up. And that's where you can really ruin your day. And when you think about tuning, right, then you're sitting there on each and every table trying to move little points around and trying to find the optimal. Well, that's where the tuner already does it. They've already done the combinations for you. So that's where it's just an easy pick your recipe, what combination of parts, and then, you know, upload your tune, fire it up and go. Right. So the scary part's done.
Yeah. We don't do off the wall stuff. If it's crazy and not going to drive good, you're not going to get it from us. We don't want to stay away from that because you put something in there that drives not very well and bad drivability. We don't want to put our name on it. You know what I mean? So we're not going to tune for something like that. We're going to tell you, you know what? That's a bad idea. Don't do it. And we're going to advise you to do something a little better.
But this is where you have preset packages on these levels of power that people can just ante up to, man. It's really how much power do you want to make, and let's make it. You guys have these formulas pretty ready to rock.
Yeah, it's not just Ford or Chrysler. It's GM too, like the Camaro we were talking about before. You know, 2010 through 2015 cars. Those are going to be the next sweet spot car that I think is going to be modded pretty heavily. And those cars got a lot of options, right? Just a tune is, you know, maybe 20 horse on that. Then you can do cylinder heads, camshaft. You get somewhere 70, 80 horse with that. Then you got cold air kits, different intakes. So there's a lot of options for that car. You can go from 20 to 120 just with naturally aspirated. Then if you wanted to bolt a supercharger on one of those cars, poof, you can just go ahead and do it.
So you mentioned trying to keep up with the demon, the 170.
Yes.
So what would be the recipe for somebody out there that didn't get one, that wants to try to, you know, up his game and stay in the club, you know, like join the club?
I got a super stock back here, bro. See back over there?
Yeah.
Super stock.
Yep. So honestly,
807, but it can't keep up with a demon.
I don't think it's gonna. It's not that difficult, really. Our 1025 package, and I'm gonna say this. I feel like Chrysler stole that 1025 number from us, right? Because you know the demon one with the E85. I think it's 1025, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had that out in 2018. I feel like that's strategic. That's my opinion. I'm not telling you. But, you know, our package, that 1025 on a Hellcat, Trackhawk, or, you know, any of the Chryslers with superchargers on them, that will do that same number. Now, we can go a little bit more if somebody wanted to, but that 1025 package is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, 1025.
I like how you, I love how you can say 1025. That's over 1,000 horsepower. We could all sit there, kind of like guys at the bar. Ha, that's pretty reasonable nowadays.
1025 is the new 400.
It's so ridiculous, man. It's crazy the world we're living in, man. It's just kind of bananas. But really, this is what makes it so fun and such a blast. So here's the deal. Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk more about that horsepower you're making. Modern Muscle is where this guy lives. From, you know, cylinder heads to, you know, these tuners to cold air intakes. He's got it all. More on power, performance, and more. Coming up, it's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We're back after the break. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He's Kevin Bird. I'm Willie B. We have our man Dan. Check out Livernoy Motorsports. Best way to find you guys, right? Livernoy Motorsports and Engineering?
LivernoyMotorsports.com. Yep. Best way.
There you go, man. So check out all these cool upgrades you guys have, man. Whether it's full-on engines, you guys are doing all kinds of builds, man. Do you ever think you'd be sitting back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, running this crazy cool performance shop, getting all seat time at the helm, just making smiles per miles, man?
No, I never thought we'd be – I think we'd be this this well-established at this point. You know, this is a lot of work, and we've spent a lot of time getting here. But really, we got good people that are here, you know. So it's a challenging industry. It's not easy by any means. This is a difficult. This is difficult. The whole car, you know, tuning cars and everything today is much more difficult than it was in, let's just call it, the 93 Fox Body Mustang, right? Those were a piece of cake. There's like 10 things to change on that. Today there's like thousands of stuff to change.
I can't imagine. Hey, question. So we saw this during the pandemic. We saw this big spike. Just a graph, fly off the chart. People interested in bringing back their car, working on the project car they have it, you know, putting time in years. Have you seen that sort of graph change at all? Is it still just because I feel like every car guy I talk to in your field, they still have a long wait. It's still months to get in the shop, and it's still busy, phone ringing off the hook.
We're no different. I mean, I've been telling everybody since about the middle of 2020. We're going to see a pause. Like it's going to be, something's going to drop out. And honestly, it hasn't. I mean, we're probably busier today than we were in 2020, which is just crazy. You know what else? What else hasn't really caught up is the supply chain, right? There's still stuff on back order. I mean, it's out of control. So I think that kind of fuels it. And then, you know, the whole staying at home thing for a while that, you know, people wanted to go tinker, and the people that can't tinker called us. And a lot of
people. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Like maybe, you know, because of that staying at home, you know, there was definitely the ones that were already doing it were like, okay, I got my project. This gives me more time to work on it. Probably a bunch of people that didn't really do it all the time said, well, maybe I'll get into it while I'm sitting around. And now you got more people in it, right? The ones that were and the new ones, and now there's more, and everybody just kept on going, which is awesome.
Yeah. You know, and we didn't get the luxury. No one here had the luxury of working from home, at least at our shop. I was at home 2 weeks only when I had COVID. Besides that, I've been here every day. So, you know.
Yeah, man. I'm with you. I'm at the same spot, which is wild, man, because think about this power we're making today and all these applications. We've been talking about the Dodge because, you know, whether you talk to tuners or guys like you, Dodge leaves a lot on the table for you to go get, for you to go play with and enjoy. And there's been enough of them for enough years that they're really starting to get affordable. They're starting to be out there. You can get your hands on one of them. And bang for buck, still a great performance car with a lot of, you know, ceiling room to grow. Let's talk about Ford. Let's talk about Chevy, man. You know,
Mod Motors. Yeah.
Yeah. Mod Motors. But you mentioned, you know, earlier there's a There's a Camaro out there that I think is going to be that next big one, that 20, you know, the 2012s, 13s, 14s, 15s. I think those are ripe for the picking and big upgrades. Anything else from the Chevy camp? What do you see there? And how much power are these guys making? And is the ZL1 still the biggest, like, unknown badass muscle car out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want to leave GM out at all. I mean, their 24 Camaro, remember, that's last year for Camaro right now.
Yeah, true.
So I urge anybody who's like on the fence of, well, should I buy a Camaro or a GM? Go get one, right? I feel like it's the 20, I should say 16 and newer Camaro, sixth gen, right? So that's a car as well. It's a very well-built car, good platform to start with. I mean, we own one. We went and bought one last year knowing they were going out of production. So we have a shop car. We're going to have a 23 Camaro. So like I said, same with Dodge, right? Dodge is done this year. Ford is living on. I'm a Ford guy, you know, true and true. But, you know, the other brands, they're cool too, man. I like them all.
Yeah, I think, you know, Willie and I always kind of go back with the Ford and Mopar. But, you know, we always respect them all because you put any one of them in my shop, dude, and I'm, you know, I'm drooling and I'm putting the hammer down and I'm having a good time. You know,
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
And like I said, I'm a Ford guy, but one of my more favorite cars is probably that Trackhawk or a Challenger Red Eye. Those are up there in my top cars, you know what I mean? So even though I'm a Ford guy, I mean, I love Mustangs, but there's just something to be said about the Chrysler stuff too. And honestly, like I said, Camaro, go get one. It's the last year you can get it, man. You know?
Well, you walked us through a little bit on the Mopar side of, you know, entry level and then making some big power, the 1025.
Yeah.
What can you get out of the third gen, fourth gen Coyotes?
Oh man, that's a supercharger waiting to be bolted on engine, right? Like those things, I think that's one of the most, probably the best performing with the supercharger on it, right? The Coyote in general, and I know you said third and fourth gen, but really any Coyote with a supercharger just comes to life. The cylinder heads are so good. 4 valves per cylinder, 7,000, 7,500 RPM rev limit. That it just makes it, right? So that 5 liter, it is a very efficient and a very good engine. So, you know.
I hate that engine, man. Little tiny ass thing can't make that much power. That's ridiculous. Hey, it's crazy.
You know, we've done some race engines of the Coyote third gen. 11,000 RPM, man. And honestly, yes, 11,000 RPM. Most of the parts, not obviously the valve springs and valves, but most of the chains, all production stuff. So it's kind of crazy. That's some good stuff for digital. Yeah.
So for a street car, for most guys that, you know, goes and buys the GT, he's got the 5 liter NA.
Yeah.
What blower and what combination and how much can that guy make?
Yeah, so
with a reasonable budget, right?
What's that guy do? I don't want to single out the supercharger companies, but if we're going to talk Coyote Mustang, it's really going to be a Whipple supercharger, right? It's a good, they have so many different generations and they just keep making them better and better. The latest one is the Whipple, the 3 liter. It is badass, man. It's killer. You bolt in on a Mustang, let's just call it, that makes, I'm going to pick a 2018 through 23 because those are the most popular at the moment. Those things, maybe they're the 400 horsepower range stock. You put a supercharger on it, you're making 700 to the tire. So you're adding 300 plus horsepower just bolting that supercharger on. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's nice. Awesome. It's awesome.
Let her breathe. Let her breathe.
Yeah, man.
And they shift so high. You know what I mean? You're winding up to, and I know I told you 7,500. You can go higher. I wouldn't recommend it, but we have some customers that they want to go to 8,000. Okay. Just don't call me when it's broke because that's too high.
Yeah, man. But they sound like somebody punting a duck, bro. They sound just weird. All right. People, what's the biggest thing you're hot on right now? People buying kits, packages, when they're thinking performance, they're thinking power. You obviously start with the My Calibrator tune. What's next? Cam, heads. I know you put these packages together. Yeah.
It depends on what car. I'll go through all of them real quick. So Challenger, Charger, Trackhawk, Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, Durango. Those are going to be probably a pulley next, right? That gets you a quick 80 to 100 and some horsepower, depending on what you want to do. So Chrysler, very simple to make power with on those. Ford, you know, my go-to is, and someone just asked me this last week, a really good friend of ours, and he's got a 2014 Mustang. He's like, hey, what can I do to get some power out of it? I'm going to say supercharger. It's not the cheapest route, but the next step up, in my opinion, in that car is a supercharger, right? Let's go to GM for a second. You know, Camaro, Corvette, the next thing on that isn't going to be a supercharger in my mind. It's going to be a camshaft and CNC cylinder heads, period end. Because you can get over 100 horsepower depending on what camshaft you pick for that car. Yeah. You know, and they sound killer, man. I wish I had one ready to go and let you hear one, because you put our Stage 3 cam in a GM, man, they just sound killer.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a fact. And I love the availability of different tunes and performance packages. So, you know, when people are looking at this, they want kind of a mild street cam. You got them covered. If they want something a little bit bigger, I'm sure you got them covered. And really, they'll walk you through. They got great resources there. So you can just call them, basically talk to them about what your end game is, what you want to bang on the car and use it for, and they'll, you know, put together a package that work for you.
No, absolutely. And again, we're going to give you something that drives good, not right. Something you're going to get in it and you're like, I hate this thing. It stalls and does all this nonsense. So, you know, let us talk to you. We'll direct you to the right package, something that drives good, not going to go crazy out of the window of the engine. And if you do want to do that, we can do it. We build engines here. We do everything in-house, CNC head.
If people just say, I don't want my hands on it, can I ship a car to you? Even though, show your bays out there one more time, even though it looks really packed up today, that you can get a car shipped to you, can't you? You can get a car sent off to you and put in line. Good God, look at that.
Dude, it's insane, man. Yeah, wow. These are the big boys.
That's crazy.
Right here.
Look at that shop.
No, it's crazy. So, you know,
can people send you their cars and have you do it?
Absolutely. All these cars out here are either people that have sent us their cars or we've picked up and delivered. We'll pick up and deliver a car to you.
There you go, so, man.
Yeah.
Awesome. Way cool. How do people follow you and find you on social media, on your website? Check it out, because it's really easy to find a package or a solution for your car and its power problems. Best way for people to do that, my man.
Still LivernoyMotorsports.com. You know, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media platforms. Just type in Livernois Motorsports. You'll find us.
LIVERNOIS, Livernois Motorsports. Dude, you're awesome. Cool catching up. I know you got a roll. Thanks so much for your time. As always, man, we definitely appreciate it. Make sure you check out Livernois Motorsports and check out our show, which airs weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. It's also available on Motor Trend Plus, which is their streaming format, a great way to find us. Thanks to our guest, Dan Millen, Livernois Motorsports. They're awesome. Our producer, Scoop, executive producer, Bob Ecker, my man, Kevin Bird, and this is Willie B for the Two Guys Garage podcast.
Yeah, check out our website, twoguysgarage.com. Share your thoughts with us on social, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Guys Garage. The Two Guys Garage podcast is copyright 2024, Brenton Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Legal jargon, Dan, legal jargon.
See you guys, man. Thank you.
Right, we love you, man. Take care, brother.
Thanks for having us. Man.
Appreciate it. Bro. All right, we'll catch you guys on the next Two Guys Garage podcast.
Two Guys Garage Podcast is a production of Brenton Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.